Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two from Chick-fil-A of Clemson Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053 for 100 years. Really, the Clemson South Carolina rivalry kind of thing for 100 years now. These guys were starting out when this rivalry was really young. Harbin Lumber, they've been servicing the upstate of South Carolina with a full-service lumber yard. Everything you need, all the installed services, all the interior products, the interior doors, the insulation, any of the hardware stuff, they've got all that. The exterior stuff, the shingles and the doors and the sidings and everything, they got everything for you. Let them take care of you. If you are building your own home, if you're subbing it out, if you just talk to your contractor, your builder about it. If not, for your builders, remodelers, or handyman, let them take care of you. They always say this, if you've never used them before, they're going to knock your socks off. They're going to wow you in every single way, shape, or form. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We're at Chick-fil-A on a college football Friday. Josh Williams is going to talk some Vegas insider stuff. What are the trends? What are the big tickets? What are the ticket counts? And what's the sharp money saying? He's going to do that at 7:25. Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show, 7:45, number 211 in a row. And then we'll still get a little Jinx Inc. Realty hunting and fishing the day after Thanksgiving. We could do that at 8:05. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, you ready to do a little Biggie for us today? Get a little. There you go. There you go. All right, let's do this. As far as game, Zach, in which if you are crazy about it, you won't miss a single play of it. What's it going to sound like to the audience today?
I like this.
Yeah. There you go. All right. As far as games that you have some interest in, you'll watch, kind of like you did yesterday. One eye on it. If it's close, you stay with it. If not, you can always switch to something else. Some medium interest. What's that sound like? All right. If you have interest, like you'll follow it on Twitter. If it gets close, you'll turn to it. You'll keep an eye on it. You'll look at the little ticker down at the bottom. What would that mild interest sound like? And then finally, no interest at all. Here we go. You ready? We got a lot to do here, buddy. We got to fly through these. This is your television lineup, your big games on TV, biggie games of the week. Hey, it all starts today. It all starts here really in about 5 hours. Nooners, CBS Sports Network, Akron, Ohio. ESPNU, noon, Buffalo, Bowling Green. Hey, ABC game, Houston and Memphis at noon. Big game for Houston. Trying to win the division? No. Fox.
You really came out, I love this game. Out of the gates here, didn't you?
Yeah, just flying out of the gates. Hey, I love this game. Fox, noon, Nebraska, Iowa, missed extra points, going for two, like 19-13, bad weather, Nebraska, Iowa. Nope. Big 12 championship game on the line, Texas at Kansas, noon, Fox Sports 1. Come on.
You're not interested in that game.
SEC tilt. 2:30 game, SEC Network, Arkansas, Missouri.
No, that's going to be a
3:30 CBS Sports Network, East Carolina, Cincinnati.
Man.
3:30 ABC. Hey, the Battle of the Commonwealth. You got this one. Battle of the Commonwealth, Virginia, Virginia Tech.
I got to give old Dave back there a hard time if they lose this one.
Hey, let me tell you. Virginia hadn't won this game in 13 years.
Oh, boy.
Could end in Blacksburg, Virginia today. Civil War at 4 o'clock. You got Fox Sports Net, Oregon. Or some would say Oregon and Oregon State. 4:15, Central Florida's trying to stay undefeated. Central Florida and South Florida, ESPN. All right, buddy, I'm pumped up for this. I'm jacked up for this. I can't wait. 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN. Boomer Sooner, take me home. West Virginia, almost heaven. Winner gets to the Big 12 championship game.
West Virginia.
7:30 tonight on Fox. I got Washington. Washington State Apple Cup. Winner wins the Pac-12 North, goes to the Pac-12 championship game.
7:30 on Fox or 8:30 on Fox, excuse me, or ESPN Radio. Roy Philpott on the call tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Way out in Washington, doing a little radio.
Mm.
Hope he sets the picture for us. Tell us about the uniform colors out there. All right, tomorrow, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Nooners. Got a little rivalries everywhere, buddy.
Rivalries.
Fox Sports 1, Baylor, Texas Tech in Jerryland.
And there it is.
This is a big game, man.
You
right here,
don't
noon
care
ABC.
About that. Come on.
Now I got one for you. Noon ABC, one of the top five rivalries in all of college football. Stinking Florida State tomorrow. Nope. Hey, got Georgia and Georgia Tech. They named their rivalry like the, I don't know what they call it, something. Georgia Tech tomorrow, SEC Network at noon.
The Peach Bowl rivalry? The Peach State rivalry?
No, they call it like the they hatred rivalry. They don't like each other rivalry. Something like that.
The 85 clash?
Something like, I don't know. All right, I know you love this. And Fox tomorrow, noon, Gus Johnson will be on the call, and every run will sound like a touchdown run where his voice will get really, really high. Is that? Michigan and Ohio State tomorrow at noon. Ohio State and the horseshoe. Look out. I'm just warning you. You don't care about Navy Tulane, ESPN2, Purdue, Indiana, Indiana, noon, ESPN2, Syracuse, Boston College, ESPN, ACC action. North Carolina State, North Carolina, 12:20 tomorrow, ACC Network action. Duke, Wake Forest. All right, here we go. You ready? 3:30. Fox Sports 1, Kevin Sumlin and
Herm Edwards
and, hello, you play to win the game.
Hello.
We all heard they thought they were. I like Arizona State and Arizona. I like the uniforms in that game.
I'm only doing that because of Herm Edwards. I don't really care about that game.
Herm Edwards had a good year, man.
Yeah, I don't care.
Had a great year.
You care about the game?
Three,
no, you don't.
No, I don't. 3:30 CBS tomorrow. Auburn at Alabama.
Ooh, a little Iron Bowl action.
A little Iron Bowl, a little Tua. All right. How about 3:30 tomorrow, Illinois Northwestern, Maryland, Penn State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Miami, ESPN? Pittsburgh, you got to get a little scouting on those guys, ESPN 3:30.
I think the coaches can handle that.
Hey, look, this is a huge game at 4 o'clock SEC Network. Can Tennessee finally beat Vanderbilt after Vanderbilt's rolled them up the last couple of years?
Can Tennessee
Vanderbilt has punked Tennessee the last couple of years?
Let's go, Balls.
Ralphie goes to, no, you don't care about that. Kansas State, Iowa, last game maybe for Bill Snyder, Kansas State, 7 o'clock Fox Sports 1.
We can only hope the old man finally gets into a retirement home because this is getting out of hand out there in Kansas State.
7 o'clock, Kentucky at Louisville. Kentucky, huge favorites going to Louisville tomorrow.
Man.
ESPN 2.
Oh, man.
7:30 tomorrow, SEC Network, LSU at Texas A&M. Be careful, LSU.
West Virginia.
National rivalry tomorrow, 8 o'clock, ABC, Notre Dame, Southern Cal. You like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's an interesting one. We're all USC fans tomorrow. We're real USC fans, right?
Fox has a bad game tomorrow. Oklahoma State, TCU at 7 o'clock on Fox.
Not interested in that game.
Hey, let me tell you, one of the most underrated rivalries in all of America. The people of Utah are very nice. Some of the nicest people you've ever met in your life.
Oh,
BYU and Utah can't stand each other. 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Fox Sports 1.
Oh, sorry, didn't see you there, eh?
Oh, okay. sorry. Finally, 7 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN. Will Muschamp, Jake Bentley, the Gamecocks come up here to
he's on ESPN?
Take your beating tomorrow night.
We're not on SEC Network tomorrow?
No, not SEC Network. Gamecocks, I don't play them.
Hey, buddy, ESPN, baby, let's go.
All right, I got something for you, buddy. I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your biggie on this. Turn up when you hear one of these.
Keep it going. Got it.
All right, I've ranked the top 30 rivalries in college football.
Oh, whoa.
The top 30.
Top 30.
Yeah, this is just my ranking. I'm going to fly through them. And I'll give you a little comment on each one of them. They started playing again. As a kid, I used to love Dan Marino versus Joe Paterno and seeing Pittsburgh and Penn State. I've got them at number 30. Pittsburgh, Penn State need to play every year. They're starting to play again. But that was a good game, man. Hugh Greene and Matt Cavanaugh and those guys, that used to be a really big game. At number 29, Iowa State. The problem is they play too soon. Iowa State's improved. Matt Campbell's got it going. They play too soon. Number 28, these guys play too soon, too. They can't stand each other. Colorado State. They serve beer out there. I don't know what else they do out there now, but Colorado State, number 28. Number 27, Apple Cup. I think it's more important now with Mike Leach. It's climbing. But with the Apple Cup, I never get to see it because he's always playing there in Clemson, South Carolina at the same time every single year, seemingly. Not tonight, though. At number 26, if I can find them. 26, Arizona State. Hey, I'm more interested in it this year than ever before because I like Herman and Sumlin. That's kind of interesting. 25, Virginia Tech. This has more potential, but Virginia Tech kills Virginia every year. It changes this year. It will go up after we get a little injection there of some stuff going on with Virginia, kind of making it a little more even. I told you, BYU and Utah, they can't stand each other. That's number 24, very overrated. Michigan State is usually out of hand through most of my life, but Michigan State and Michigan, they're a little chippy as of late. I move them up a little bit. North Carolina, NC State, you know, they've had some fights and some things. They don't like each other, but North Carolina doesn't care about football. How about that? They're not even playing a 12th game. Number 21 is Cal and Stanford. You know, the band, the play, and all this kind of stuff. A bunch of smart people getting together and playing. 20, Notre Dame and Michigan. This would be higher, but they don't play each other every year anymore. I still like the idea of seeing some traditional teams out there now. At number 19, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. We saw it last night, the Egg Bowl. The only thing is, that's one of the teams usually doesn't get to go to a bowl game
that
because
game
of probation.
Stinks.
Well, it's, you know, probation time
that
in there.
That game stinks.
Kentucky and Louisville, number 18. It was good the last few years. It won't be good this year. Number 17, the Civil War, Oregon and Oregon State. The only problem there is Oregon has dominated that rivalry. Number 16, I like Bedlam. I like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. I like it would be different if Oklahoma State had a little better uniforms. They switch it up too much for me on that one. They're number 16. Number 15, Tennessee and Alabama. As a kid, third Saturday in October every single year. The problem is Tennessee hadn't won very much as of late. Number 14, Tennessee and Georgia. I got a quick one for you on this one. A buddy of mine's son gets so hammered at the Tennessee-Georgia game that and Georgia busts him in the mouth and wins. That was the hobnail boot game. And afterwards said, "Hey, I'm too drunk to drive. Any people volunteer to drive me back to Georgia?" Didn't go over well with the Tennessee fans with that one. Number 13, hey, you love this game right here. Backyard Brawl. West Virginia, Pittsburgh. You like it?
West Virginia.
Hey, those folks don't like each other.
They do not like each other at all.
But they don't play each other every year anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Number 12, Georgia Tech. Paul Johnson's made this game a little more interesting. It won't be this year. Number 11, a rivalry in all college football right now. It was much higher than this to the last few years, LSU and Alabama. Recruiting in the state of Louisiana has made it a little more interesting. Number 10, in theory, this is much higher, but they don't even play at all. Give me in a bowl game, a little Texas and Texas A&M sometime. Number 9, best rivalry right now. I love the uniforms of Southern Cal and UCLA. They played last week. It doesn't mean anything. Still like the uniform, little tradition there. When you turn it on, at least you know what you're watching, especially when they both wear their dark jerseys. Pretty cool stuff there. Number 8, the oldest rivalry in the South, Georgia and Auburn. It was really good when Vince Dooley, who played at Auburn, was coach at Georgia, and Pat Dye was coach at Auburn. Sorry, back those up. Dye played at Georgia, coached at Auburn. Dooley played at Auburn, coached at Georgia. Number 7,
crushed
this
it.
One as a kid was the best rivalry out there. Hadn't been very good as of late, Florida State and Miami. Mm. Still remember the Tamarack Vanover days. Mm. Number 6, you'll see this one tomorrow night. Mainly just traditional stuff. Southern Cal, Notre Dame. Been some major epic battles there. Number 5. Again, it's not very good this year, but I went 3 straight years of this game, 4-4 State. They really don't like each other. Number 4, you'll see it tomorrow, Ohio State, Michigan. Remember the story of Woody Hayes when they're about to run out of gas in the state of Michigan, and he says, "Don't buy gas here. I won't spend one penny in the state of Michigan, that I'll push the car across the line if we get back to Ohio." Number 3, Army Navy, man, that thing's beautiful. Get the cadets, get the midshipmen marching into it. You got snow a lot of times. The uniforms have been awesome as of late. Army's kind of taken a rivalry back the last 2 years. That's very, very good. Number 2, and I think maybe the most hated rivalry out there, Auburn and Alabama just can't stand each other. And obviously, number 1 here in this state, Clemson, South Carolina.
These are just your rankings, correct?
Oh, my rankings.
Okay.
Of course, my
got
rankings.
It.
I've been to every Clemson, South Carolina game. No, I can't say that. I've seen every Clemson, South Carolina game since 1974. I did not go to the 77 game in Columbia, but it was on television. It was one of the few games that was on TV back then. And so I have seen every Carolina Clemson game since 1974. And I had some thoughts on all of those. Some of the great memories of Willie Underwood, interceptions, the great upset of 1980, the oranges on the field, rolling down the field in 1981, of how hard that old AstroTurf was, and Sam Blackman tells a story of Clemson students taking in big, huge barrel, bushels of oranges into the game and then letting them in the game. Several hundred oranges. The zero bars on the field, that was kind of a good one, seeing some of those fly out in the 99 game. The catch, the Rodney Williams redemption game in 87, I guess it was. Or 88, I'm sorry, 88. My years run together some of these. But we've seen some unbelievable, the Buchholz field goals and some of those late field goals and all those kind of things. Just some great games. Max Runiger's punt in 1979 down there. Just some unbelievable games. Have some great memories. We'll talk about that coming up later on in the show. For you folks that like to keep up with what Las Vegas thinks about it, I'm going to get you some trends. I'm going to get you some what the big ticket people are saying about Oklahoma, West Virginia, Washington State, Pittsburgh, Miami, and Notre Dame and Southern Cal. So looking forward to Josh Williams joining us. Also, Scott Reimer later in this hour. We'll take a short break. We'll come back from Chick-fil-A of Clemson when you return right after this.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck, from transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigO'Dodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Onward Reserve, now open downtown Clemson. Your new game day retailer. Shop Clemson game day performance polos, game day tees, hats, and more. Onward Reserve will help you look and feel your best in and out of the stadium. Visit OnwardReserve.com for free shipping. Live authentically. Shop Onward Reserve and experience the difference. 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. You can also visit them online at OnwardReserve.com for free ground shipping. That's OnwardReserve.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A very good friend of mine is a professor here at Clemson, and him and his lovely wife are going to Engineered Sleep today to get an Engineered Sleep bed. I told you one of Meredith's best friends, they've been in there for about 3 or 4 days now. Everything is going great. Stop by and see these good friends of ours. It's Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. You're going to love your mattress, custom-made, custom-designed just for you. Spent about 5 minutes the other day with the professor friend of mine who's going over and just explaining to him how it works, and you're going to love it. Go by and see them today. If you're out there shopping, they're off of Congaree Road. You'll see their big signs out front. And you know what? Of all the things you can do shopping-wise, mattresses might be the most fun because you can lay down, rest, and relax a little bit, take a little load off. They'd love to see you at engineersleep.com. Don't pay the middle man. Let them take care of you there. We have our normal Friday guest after a nice Thanksgiving. Good morning, Josh Williams. J-Dub, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's jump right into it because we have a ton of games to get into today in the Big 12 championship game, or for the entry to the Big 12 championship game. Oklahoma goes to West Virginia tonight, and the game, it started out about 2.5. It's actually stayed pretty steady, but about 3. But the one that stuck out to me here, and I don't know if I've ever seen this before, but Josh, I'm looking now at 85.5 points for the over under. I don't know if I've ever seen 85.5 points for an over under before.
Yeah, unfortunately for this conference, that's not too out of the norm. But yeah, that's the thing here. You know, West Virginia's gotten slightly more action on the ticket count, you know, about 50 to 55%, but Oklahoma actually has more money. So they have drawn the more respected monies, particularly as the week has gone on. You know, beginning of the week, you know, that opened, you know, around 1.5 to 2, and pretty much right away flipped to where West Virginia was the favorite. But as the week's gone on and the larger limits are raised, that has continually gone up and gone toward Oklahoma. Now that's at the 3.5 number. So, interesting to see how, if there's any buyback above 3 for West Virginia as we get closer to game time. But, you know, since West Virginia's coming to the conference, Oklahoma's 4-0, both straight up and against the number, and also 4-0 to the over. So, and, you know, Oklahoma is a dead over team this year, you know, 9-1-1 to the over because of that defense. So that really kind of supports that it's getting up there to 85.5, like you say, but largest number in that case since the beginning of last year.
I didn't know that 4-0 since they entered the Big 12 through that. Apple Cup tonight, Washington State, 2.5 in that range, 49.5, some colder weather up there in Pullman, Washington. But Washington State is a rare favorite in the Apple Cup.
Yeah, this one stayed pretty steady most of the week, even though Washington State has gotten basically 3-1 in terms of the total number of bets, and, you know, 2-1 basically in money. So there are some larger bets that's kind of keeping that line from hitting that key number of 3, basically, on the Washington State side. I mean, it's been one-sided on this rivalry. I mean, since 2009, Washington's 8-1 with an average margin of victory of 22 points per game, and they've won 5 straight. But, you know, Washington State is strong at home. You know, they're 22-4 straight up the last 4 years. So, you know, if they're ever going to win one and get the monkey off the back, it seemed to be this one. the thing that kind of struck me on this one, the point total has come down from 54 to about 49. You kind of look at these two teams, and obviously you know about Washington State's offense. They scored to what, 69 last week, had 55 at halftime. And kind of the average point total in their games is close to 60. And on the flip side, on the Washington side, it's down around 50. So that kind of seems to me this is – they're kind of expecting Washington to dictate this a little bit with that defense and keep that point total down. So it's interesting to see, but a lot of people, a lot of the analysts I see really, really respect Washington in this one. We'll be interested to see if they can score enough to keep up, if they can keep that Washington State offense down.
One of the most interesting games last year, Miami was riding high, number two in the country. Pittsburgh beat them up in Pittsburgh. Now, the roles are reversed this time. Pittsburgh wins the Coastal Division Championship. Miami, though, at home, and Miami's a favorite in this one. Don't understand Miami being favored over anybody, but they are about 4.5 to 5.5, and the over-under at about 47.
Yeah, I don't know if that's maybe telling you that Pitt's not going to give a max effort in this game, you know, looking ahead to next week or what. I mean, obviously Miami beat up on Virginia Tech last week, but I mean, you know, join the club. There's a lot of people that have done that, but I mean, obviously Pitt has kind of hit their stride. They're 6-0 against the number of their last six games, and four of those was as an underdog, which produced kind of two outright upsets. You know, one being on the road at Virginia a few weeks ago on a Friday night. So, I mean, Pitt's gotten the majority of the action in this one. They've gotten 2/3 of the ticket count, and they've got, you know, about 55% of the money. This is kind of driving this line down a little bit, but it's interesting. I guess you can kind of see, you know, I don't think Narduzzi is going to be one that's, you know, going to be resting guys playing it safe for next week, but you never know, I guess. But, you know, Miami's been ugly. Basically, when they face teams that have a winning record, they're 0-6 against the number in their last six games. When they face teams that have a winning record and 1-5 against the number in their last ACC game. So, you know, two teams that the trends kind of go opposite directions, but yet Miami's definitely the pretty clear favorite in this one.
I saw in the Notre Dame Southern Cal game, this game had a huge jump. It started out, opened up at 8. I didn't think it would stay there long, but I didn't know it would jump all the way up to, in some places, 11.5 right now. The Fighting Irish are favorite over Southern Cal.
Yeah, you might have to pay somebody to take Southern Cal in this one. They've gotten virtually nothing bet on it. Like you said, it opened at 8. It's up to 11. It could go up even more, I guess, when the public gets a hold of it. But, I mean, Notre Dame's attracted basically over 90% in ticket count and money. And the numbers for, you know, SC are pretty ugly. But this is the largest home dog roll for them in over 20 years, since 1997. But, you know, however, the last time that Notre Dame was a double-digit favorite at USC was actually 1996. They were 13-point favorite at a 5-6 USC team like this one is, and they lost the game by a touchdown. But, you know, SC's not performed well as an underdog under Helton. He's 1-11, you know, and he's only been a double-digit dog twice, coincidentally against Alabama and Ohio State, and we know how those games worked out. They lost by a combined score of 76-13. So there's really nothing there that would give you any confidence to back Southern Cal in this one.
I'm going to skip Clemson, South Carolina. Let's get to Michigan and Ohio State. We'll come back to Clemson, South Carolina. Michigan started out about 3.5, and not surprised, it has gone up 4.5, even 5 in one place right now, and anywhere between 56 and 56.5, maybe in a huge game for the Big Ten East Championship.
Yeah, this Michigan's been the sharper side and attracted the respected money basically throughout the week. This continually kind of driven that up. They've gotten basically 2/3 of the overall ticket count and about the same amount, almost 2/3 of the money on Michigan. But some of those bigger bets and the respected money bets have definitely been on Michigan that has supported that line move up. The one thing that kind of stands out to me in this one, Michigan has faced one offense that's basically ranked in the top 35 in offensive efficiency, and that was Notre Dame in game one. And, you know, watching that game, you know, they Notre Dame beat them down the field. They beat them with a lot of deep shots, you know, but that was Brandon Wimbush that was starting that game. But if you kind of take out, if you look at the only the games that he started, you know, Notre Dame wouldn't be in the top 50 in the offensive efficiency. And this one, Ohio State's number 8. So, I mean, I would think Ohio State's definitely going to try to spread them out and put those big bodies out in space. You know, they don't run the ball well anyway, and it's probably not likely they're going to be able to run the ball well against Michigan to begin with. But, you know, we talk a lot about Tom Herman and how he's done as an underdog, and it doesn't happen as frequently, obviously, with Urban Meyer, but his numbers are probably even better. Even the favorite in this series has won 13 in a row, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, the last time that Ohio State was an underdog in any game, 52 games ago in that national championship game against Oregon. You know, Meyer's 5-0 straight up as an underdog as Ohio State, but hasn't happened very much. He's only been an underdog 12 times in his career, and he's 10-2 against the number in those games. And the last time an Urban Meyer coached team was a home dog, and he had to go way back to 2003 when he won a 17-13 game against Oregon. So in his career, he's only ever been a home dog 4 times, once at Utah, 3 times at Bowling Green, and they've won all 4 games. So we'll see if Michigan can get the monkey off the back tomorrow.
That's crazy. I know he's never been a home dog at Ohio State, but I think they have something for him tomorrow. I think Ohio State's going to play well tomorrow in that rivalry game. Before I get to Clemson, South Carolina, you had a Georgia Tech kind of tidbit to force with that series?
Yeah, you know, this kind of goes back to basically the mid-90s. Last 22 years, the road team in that game is actually 17-4-1 against the number, and I think that's sitting around 17 or so now, so that'd be interesting to see. I mean, Georgia Tech is, I mean, Paul Johnson looked like a dead man walking there after the Clemson game, but he's really, really turned it around. You know, he's going to be motivated to try to show something this game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that game was a little bit closer than people expect. Finally, in the Clemson South Carolina game, we've got up to 26 points right now, and up to 58.5.
Yeah, this is basically, you know, Clemson's gotten basically 60% of the tickets, but it's, you know, kind of flipped where South Carolina's basically gotten about 60% of the money. But, you know, the line has gone on a, you know, slight uptick throughout the week. I did see some 26.5, you know, a day or two ago that have come back down a little bit now to the 26. So, but from what I've seen, this is the largest spread in history between these two teams. It's, you know, even bigger than the one a couple of years ago. You know, think about this, and I kind of go back to thinking about how South Carolina approached the Georgia game, at least in the beginning before the turnovers got them. I mean, I think they're pretty much going to have to kind of copy what Duke did last week, spread them out, maybe even go 5 wide and just try to get the ball out of Bentley's hands really quick. You know, they haven't been a good running team all year. And, you know, doesn't really expect anything different in this game. You know, Clemson's averaging only giving up 2.1 yards per rush, and that's third best in the last decade, going all the way back to 2008. So you don't expect them to have any success there for sure. You know, another thing that kind of struck me looking back through recent results here, the 2015 game was a single-digit game, you know, that South Carolina scored a last-second touchdown, you know, that made it like a 5-point game. You know, but before that, you got to look at all the way, go back to 2007, you know, on the game that Buchholz kicked the game-winning field goal as time expired. So this isn't a rivalry like many others that produces many close games, at least in the last 10-plus years anyway.
All right, my friend, man. I always look forward to visiting with you. Let's talk conference championships next week. We've got some big conference championship games out there, so I'd love to see what the trends are when we visit next week.
Sounds good, and it looks like the look ahead for the ACC game next week, Clemson probably about start at about a 20-point favorite.
20. Gracious. Big. And that might be the biggest spread, you think? Do we know of a bigger spread in ACC championship game history?
Off the top of my head, no. That's got to be right up there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Biggest, maybe Florida State against Duke.
Yeah. I'll go back and try to find that one out too. Hey, buddy, always appreciate it. Looking forward to visiting with you next week.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, that's our friend Josh Williams, J-Dub, the biggest spread in Clemson, South Carolina history, tomorrow night over in Clemson. So looking forward to that. A couple things. Hey, the Brian Dawkins event going on over in Greenville tonight. You can buy your tickets an evening with Brian Dawkins. Go to briandawkins.com for that one. Also, Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Let Trail take care of you. You know at Trail, they're going to build you a great building. Now, not single-family homes, but they build you a great building with great relationships as a result of that. The difference in this, their model that they use is you have this direct communication between the people that designed it, the people that built it right there in front of you. That means less delays. That means less, any kind of up change orders. I didn't know that change orders are really what causes delays and really what causes your budget to get out of whack. They just don't have change orders. I was talking to one of their senior people over there and said, man, I've been doing projects for this company for 15 years. We had 12 change orders in 15 years. It just doesn't happen. Go by and see our great friends at Trail. Let them build your next building for you. Start the conversation. Look on their website. Do some, this kind of decision is a big decision for you. The first question they'll say is, why are you building? Not many people would ask you that. Find out why and find out how at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. Scott Reimer will be here, the 211th consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show. We'll preview that after a short break from Chick-fil-A of Clemson.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck. From transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
The Gold's Gym After Thanksgiving Sale is going on now. Join Gold's Gym now through Cyber Monday and pay no dues until 2019. That's right, we'll pay your dues until 2019. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. With group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get healthier today. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Offer ends November 26th.
The Health Dare. Real people, real stories.
Before I started the Health Dare, I developed a chronic condition. I had had two hip replacements.
I was just overweight. My doctor has been really pushing me on cholesterol medicine.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
I first heard about the Health Dare from a local radio personality.
I heard about the Health Dare on the radio.
About a program called the Health Dare.
What has surprised me the most about the Health Dare is how easy it is.
Because of the Health Dare, I was able to come off of three blood pressure medicines, type 2 diabetes medication.
I am off of one of my blood pressure medicines and in the process of getting off the second one.
I don't take blood pressure medicine and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore.
I'm off of four different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. You gain your health back and you gain your life back. And the Health Dare did that for me.
Hey, it's Walt, and I highly encourage you to make your Health Dare story. Book your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, we've got a big thing going on today here in Clemson. Brian Dawkins is going to be at their location. What's that? That's not College Avenue. It's Tiger Boulevard. Yeah, the one on 93. All right. Photo ops. Come by, meet and greet Brian Dawkins. He's going to be there from 1 until 2 today. So they've got the Brian Dawkins T-shirt in store. They're the exclusive retailer of the Brian Dawkins T-shirts. Proceeds or part of the portion proceeds for the T-shirt go to the Brian Dawkins Foundation. And you can get a photo opportunity today from 1 until 2 at Tiger Sports Shop with our great friends Brian Dawkins and Julie Ibrahim and Sean Cartman and all those great folks over at Tiger Sports Shop. Do that today from 1 till 2. Stop by and see those good folks. We have a great day tomorrow. The weather's going to be awesome, and the guy that can sleep in a little bit on a Thanksgiving weekend, Scott Reimer, joins us, and he'll be here tomorrow for the 211th consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mick. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And you mentioned sleeping in. You know, you can sleep in a little bit when it's Duke weekend and it's a late football game. But I don't know how much sleep I'm going to get waiting for rivalry day tomorrow. It fires me up just thinking about it. So, but nonetheless, I had the opportunity to sleep in even if I won't. And Tiger Pregame Show tomorrow, 1 to 4. You mentioned it. It's number 211 right from the Swan Pavilion. Kelly Gremlich and I, rivalry weekend. It's always a lot of fun to do a pregame show when you got the Gamecocks in town.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the weather's going to be great for you guys. I think the rain's going to be gone by 7, and should be fun. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow. Scott, let's go back and review. We had an emotional senior day. We had an emotional military appreciation day. We had an offense that struggled in the first quarter before things got going, but a pretty dominant defense. What were some of the lasting thoughts of last weekend in Death Valley?
Well, other than the as you mentioned it, just the emotion of the evening, you know, coming down the hill, and we talked about that last Friday, and then, of course, Military Appreciation Day, just done very, very well. And so that will be the lasting memory for me. But on the field, I think probably the biggest thing, Mick, the slow starts are what they are. I mean, I don't you know, I'm not as hung up on that maybe as some other people are, but I, for the first time really in a long time, going back, the first time this year, and kind of reminded me a little bit of last year at times, the dropsies, and it was it spread like the plague once it started, and Trevor missed a few throws as well. The missed opportunities, I think Dabo said there were 9 missed plays, whether it's drops or potential touchdowns on throws. So, you know, obviously that's one game, you know, but that's the kind of stuff that down the road, you know, can be the difference in winning a championship or not. So let's hope we cleaned our system of all of that last Saturday.
Very, very good point. This is, you've seen a bunch of these, Scott. These are rivalry games. You know, a lot of times we talk about rivalries in that, boy, you throw out the record books. That hadn't been the case for the most part in this Clemson-South Carolina series. Is it safe to say, in your opinion, that did you agree that, like, the better team seems to win these games?
Yeah, the better team tends to win. In fact, I think the way this series has gone historically, Mick, because I think South Carolina has to almost be substantially better to win. I think when the two teams are even, Clemson tends to win, and obviously when Clemson's favored, Clemson tends to win, and that's how you get to whatever it is now, 69 and 42 or whatever it is in the series record. It's because South Carolina only really wins this game when they are substantially better, and I don't think there's very many people, Mick, that are going to sit here and try to make the argument that South Carolina is even with Clemson, but certainly not substantially better this year.
Let me start with some storylines then about the game itself. I think the Gamecocks have a big dilemma offensively. It seems to me that their offense moves better when they go faster, when they take away less decisions and time for Jake Venables to think about it. I know they're going to throw underneath a lot. They know they're going to throw some short stuff to try to get the ball out of his hands. Do you see them going fast pace, in which Muschamp even said it this week that maybe Brent Venables' defense seems to be, you know, a little vulnerable whenever you're playing fast, or in a typical 26-point underdog, you kind of want to shorten the game and kind of make you know, less opportunities for the favorite team in this thing. What will the pace of South Carolina's offense be tomorrow?
Well, you mentioned the dilemma. I agree with Coach Muschamp in that I think Clemson is, quote-unquote, vulnerable to the quick pace when you can't switch guys out and get the right personnel packages in. And I think also the quick pace dilutes a little bit the front four, which of course is a strength of Clemson. But I think a lot of that, Mick, is going to come down to what South Carolina can do on the other side of the ball. You know, 2 years ago, Clemson was up 21-0 before I'd finished half of my Diet Coke that I bought when I walked into place. I mean, it was that quick, right? And the game's over at that point. And so I think the idea here is if you can hang around defensively, you know, if they can slow Clemson down defensively, and let's face it, that's been Clemson's been a slow starting team. I think South Carolina would wish to go fast paced because, Mick, the games I've seen them play, and it hasn't been the full breadth of their 12, 11 games or whatever, but their offense is better when it goes fast. So I think that's what they want to do, but I don't think you can get down 14-0 and do that. I think that's what happened 2 years ago. They got down and it just spiraled out of control really quickly. And I think they want to make this a second half football game. Obviously they want to make it a second half football game, but you can't do that if you go down 14-0 and then you're running fast and you have to punt. That's a recipe getting run out of the building really, really quick.
All right, Jake Bentley has not played very well in his two games against Clemson so far. This is a chance for redemption for him, but in a tough environment against a tough defense. Two-part question. Can South Carolina win a game without Jake Bentley playing the best game of his career? And secondly, what do you expect from Bentley?
The first answer is absolutely no. There's no way. The Jake Bentley will have to play, as you mentioned, the game of his life. And here's the thing, Mick. In this game, there's been two different quarterbacks, of course, Deshaun Watson and Kelly Bryant, the past 2 years when Jake Bentley has played. He's, you know, the difference in the quarterback play has been eye-boggling. I don't know how they come up with the quarterback rating things. That's math that was I've forgotten that math if I ever learned it. But he was outplayed 2 years ago. He had a 2.7 quarterback rating 2 years ago. Now, when, and Deshaun that day had a 93. So I that's a pretty, not understanding how they do that, that's drastic, right? Okay, I'm smart enough to know that. And then last year, Kelly Bryant was about a 70, and Bentley was down low again in his QBR, about a 12 or 13. So the analytics show that he has played terrible in these two games. And now a lot of that's because Clemson defensively and what they're doing. So Jake Bentley, I think, is under the gun a little bit. I think it's become a little bit maybe in his head in this game as well. And I think he tries to do too much. And I know they're telling him not to do it. But I just have a feeling he's going to come out and try to do some things to erase the memories of the past 2 years. But I just don't know that he can do it. And in fairness to him, he doesn't have a lot around him to make him better either. I think that's the other side of it, is the receivers are pedestrian. And the offensive line, while better, is just overmatched, I think, against Clemson's defensive line. So it's not even about Bentley's play, because I don't think he's got the people with him to excel. So I expect a lot of the same the past 2 years with Bentley, if they have to put the ball in his hands a lot. And that really, to me, Mick, is the single key. Can Carolina run the football at all? And nobody's been able to run the ball against Clemson in a long, long time. And I don't see the Jimmys and Joes on that side of the ball for the Gamecocks to be able to run it. But that to me, is the only way Bentley has a chance, is if they can establish any kind of running game.
To ask you about the coaches, the fan bases, and what's at stake in this one. The last 2 years, Muschamp's been outscored 90-17. He needs to a close competitive football game. Scott, I asked Tony Morrell this earlier this week. Could they take a close loss, a 10-point loss, maybe even a 14-point loss? Can they take that on the recruiting trails and talk about closing the gap a little bit? Can you see where maybe South Carolina doesn't even need to win this game, but a moral victory for finally keeping one close with Will Muschamp against Clemson?
Well, I think you got to start there. I mean, they haven't been competitive the past 2 years. And I think a lot of people, even the year who was the coach there? They had the interim there. I forget his name now. Sean Elliott, right? They were competitive in that game. That game was, 5-10 point game. I mean, Clemson controlled the game for the most part, but they were competitive, right? So you could sell that a little bit. But these last 2 years have just been beatdowns. And to your point, yes, they will. That's exactly what they'll say. If the game's 14 points, they'll say, hey, they're closing the gap a little bit. And that recruiting is all about making yourself look as good as you can. It's kind of like when you go out on a date, you're going to comb the hair and wear your best clothes and do all that stuff. But you are who you are, but you got to make the best of what you are. And I definitely think that's their mojo. I think a fourth quarter game is to them in this moment, I think something they can take out on the recruiting trail.
Final one for you, Scott, and thinking about the Clemson fan reaction of this thing with a 26-point favorite, does Clemson need to blow South Carolina out? I mean, a 1-point win gets you still in the national championship hunt, still in the college football playoffs, but maybe wouldn't do enough for the fan base right now. Fans kind of smelling a little blood in the water. Does Clemson, for their fan base, for what their expectations are, do they need to blow South Carolina out again?
Well, they'll want to. if we're not, it's going to be one of those games where you're kind of rustling in your seats. You know what I mean? I think, first of all, it's a rivalry game. I still think, Mick, and you and I have been following this thing since the mid-70s in this rivalry, I still think the 5 in a row from South Carolina still stings. It's still too fresh in the memory, even though this would be 5 in a row for Clemson. It just stings still. And so I think that when there's blood in the water, there's still this idea of we need to just pound them. And when you've done it the past 2 years, then there's the precedent there. To your point, this doesn't matter. You win the game and you move on. But I do think from the fan base, and I think that's why you'll see early on a very raucous Death Valley tomorrow night. But those, you get into a 14-14 game in the third quarter, and there's going to be some restlessness for sure, because I do think most people on both sides of the aisle, Mick, think that this is going to be a big Clemson win, and even Vegas thinks so. I mean, so there's a lot of people thinking this thing's going to be an easy road for Clemson tomorrow. And I think if Clemson plays a good football game, they will win easily. But this fan base expects to dominate tomorrow night.
No doubt about it. Hey, before I let you go, tell us about the Tiger pregame show and everything you guys have planned for tomorrow.
Well, we're excited about it. You know, it's rivalry week. It's easy to do a pregame show when you got the Gamecocks in town. And so we'll be on from 1 to 4. We'll be breaking all this down, a lot of what we're talking about here. We'll set the stage for tomorrow night. You mentioned the weather's looking better. That's great. It's going to be just a great day in Clemson tomorrow, and looking forward to doing it. And number 211 at 1 o'clock tomorrow when the Gamecocks come to town.
I will be listening, as I always do. Scott, let's talk about the trip to Charlotte next week, another championship game. Can't wait. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Right back at you, Mick. See ya.
All right, buddy. That's Scott Reimer. Love for you to come back. Hour number 3 right after this.